You know, we have to, our faith has to be God, and that He will take. Yes. Anyone else on my right side? I don't want to miss anybody. Okay. Anyone on my left side with spoken prayer request? Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, Miss Sister Sharon. Yes, ma'am. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Anyone else? I don't want to miss anyone. I know if it's hard to hear the ones in the back, if you're watching online, there are many spoken prayer requests. And anyone else? I don't want to miss. Yes. Answer prayers. Man, God is great.
Just remember our nephew Aaron and his family. His mother passed away.
Absolutely. We also want to lift up, most of y'all remember Brother Aaron. It was his mom that passed away. And also we want to lift up Brother Eddie. He is under the weather. Had a rough day or so, and Miss Penny was saying that he's pretty much quarantined himself in the house, and we're just going to continue to lift him up. I asked him if he needed anything. He says, no, I'm just sitting back, taking it easy right now. And I know he doesn't slow down, so we know that he needs a touch from the Lord. And also, I'd like to just speak at my family. Situation with Dad is right now critical. So but God knows, and we've given it to Him. So we just had that situation. But thank you for prayers for my family, too. And it is to hear all the spoken prayer requests and all the needs, and you know, and those that are unspoken, go ahead and if you've got one, just show by the raise of hand. Almost unanimous, those unspoken prayer requests. And you know, where do we go but to the Lord, right? And that is our hope. And that everything that we do when we turn it over to God, and I don't want to keep y'all standing, but I just got to say this, that there is an advocate for us, and that's Jesus Christ. He's sitting at the right hand of the throne of God right now, interceding for each and every one of us. And those stripes that He took were not just for nothing. They were for that healing power and that precious blood that was shed. So we're going to continue to lift those up. Those that have lost a loved one, only God can comfort. Man can't, but only God can. Even when we talk with them, we don't even know what to say. But all we can let them know is we're there and that we love them. So that's exactly how we're going to stand together in unity tonight. Also, remember the kids. The young people and the teens in their classes tonight, there's a lot going on. Graduations, I'm hearing people planning senior trips and the new drivers and all this excitement about the end of the year, that God will keep each and every one of them safe as they get on the road. So again, we can just keep pouring out. But the one thing that even those that we miss, those ones that either not spoken or hand raised to show acknowledgement, God knows our heart. So let's all just go to the Lord in prayer with faith. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, God, we just love You. And, dear Lord, we just praise Your holy name. Dear Lord, we thank You, dear Lord, for hearing our prayers. Dear Lord, for hearing our cries. Dear Lord, we thank You for Your mercy and Your love and Your grace. Dear Lord, may You continue, dear Lord, to take care of each and every one of us. Dear Lord, may You continue to fill the gap, dear Lord, for those that have lost a loved one. Dear Lord, to give us that reassurance that there will be a great revival. And, dear Lord, we know that You are in charge of this world today, dear Lord. And each and every tragedy that we hear of, each and every family situation, dear Lord, only You, Lord, if we place our faith and our hope in You. Lord, we know that You're the healer. Lord, we know that You're the great I am, dear Lord. And we're asking You now for those that are sick, those that are shut in, those that aren't able to be with us right now. And, dear Lord, we love You. Lord, as we cry out to You and we lift up our prayer needs, whether it's for us personally, for our family, our friends, for this community, for those that just situations, dear Lord, that we know that are in need. Lord, we pray and we thank You for salvation. We thank You for the desire we have to be in Your house, dear Lord. And we thank You for hearing our prayers, dear Lord. We just praise Your holy name, Lord, because You prepared everything for us. You know this moment and hour, Lord, that we come to You and You've already prepared a situation. Lord, we may not see that victory in our hands, but, dear Lord, we know that You've got it in Your hands. And, dear Lord, that's where our faith and hope is, Jesus. And Lord, we just give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap for praise. Praise God. Yes, ma'am. But we know who can hear it. Let's all just pray. Isn't it great that we can come to the Lord in any time? It doesn't have to have a schedule. It can be during service, before service, after service, at our house, in our car, driving down the road. That Jesus, there is victory in His name. And y'all can already see the words. And y'all know the song that I love to sing. Probably to a point, hopefully you don't hear me, you hear the words. And it's just a reassurance, and that is victory in Jesus. Let's all sing page 120, and it's also up on the screen. Praise God. Yes, Lord.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood atoned. Beneath the cleansing.
be seated. Turn around and tell somebody how much Jesus loves them and how you love them too. And we're so glad you came in with us this evening. We just love the Lord here at First Pentecostal. Love to worship and praise Him. We're going to go ahead and get ready and take up our evening offering. Don't forget that our Wednesday night offering goes to Good Samaritan Fund. And it's just a wonderful ministry we've been allowed over the years and the blessings of God to let this money go to help the needy or to help situations that we have. And it's not something that just flows in and out. It's by prayer and just letting God just guide us in what we do. But it's a wonderful, wonderful ministry. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Brother Bitsy. Would you ask the Lord to bless our Wednesday night service, please? Yes, Lord.
Been so long, and when. I just want to ask y'all to, one of the things I love dearly is to sing for the Lord. You know, I might not can carry a tune with the flip, but I don't care. I love to sing for the Lord, and I've told y'all this before. Sometimes when I get mixed up there, it's because my throat, one of them things they've done diagnosed me with, is so dry that I have to swallow, and then I get confused a little bit. So even though I might mess up, y'all just know that I really do it for the Lord. And now y'all are all my brothers and sisters, and it don't bother y'all, but it bothers me that it might bother y'all. So y'all just pray for me.
God. Sister Susan, if you
would. If your mind is filled with doubt, your life turned and tossed about, just cry, Jesus. Just cry, Jesus. He'll relieve your mind of doubt and save your soul from Satan's trap. Just cry, Jesus. Just cry, Jesus.
Anybody here blessed tonight? Amen. How great God is. Praise the Lord. I'm going to say, I know it feels like, and sometimes we do, is call on, it seems like the same people are at different times, and I thank you for honoring the Lord and singing for the Lord. But if there's anyone else in here that I don't know about that wants to carry a tune, or maybe not a tune, just have a favorite song that you want to sing. I keep looking at smiles right in the middle there. When y'all get ready to sing or do a song, just let us know. Because if they let me stand up here, they'll let anybody stand up here. So, but God is great, and we just love Him. We want to keep Brother Eddie in our prayers. This is for him to not be behind this pulpit. I feel like it is a reason, and we just want to continue to pray for him. All the other prayer requests, too, and for those who have lost their loved ones. I know that when we cry Jesus in those times of need or in the darkness, He is the light, and He'll bring that peace back to us, whether maybe our flesh doesn't realize it, and we're going through so many things, and, you know, we get torn apart in so many different times and day, but may we just continue to lift up the Lord. And it's just, he is so blessed. I'm going to ask you tonight, I'm going to go to some familiar scripture, and I'm going to ask you to turn to Matthew 5. We're going to read Matthew 5, verses 1 through 12. Very, very familiar. I'm going to read it first and then kind of bring you a little background. And hopefully as the God just opens up his portal to let his word flow. So we're going to be in Matthew 5, as I said, 1 through 12. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into the mountains. And he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall rival you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they that the prophets which were before you. Our most gracious and heavenly God, dear Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for the message tonight. Dear Lord, we thank you for just allowing us all to gather in your holy name. Dear Lord, we ask you to bless the vessel that's bringing forth your word tonight. Dear Lord, open our ears, our hearts, and our minds, and we'll receive your word. Lord, it and it alone is what we need to edify. And Lord, your word is everything. Lord, we just give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Praise God. As I was asked to speak tonight, bring forth the message, I had a couple of thoughts on my mind that had previously come into me, but the day and hour that has come forth in my life has opened up an opportunity for me to seek God personally. I do regularly, and I want to pray, and I want to be there with Him. But I was looking at this message, and I looked at another scripture, and as a matter of fact, it's been a busy day, and God's in charge, and it just makes me so great that He's with me no matter what we're going through. But when we look at this, and we're going to do a little bit back, as y'all know, when Jesus started preaching and He was bringing forth the Word, and there were so many things that He even to the disciples says, Follow me and I will make you fishers of men. And He was working with the disciples, and multitudes started hearing of all the miracles and everything that came forth. And you know, I want you to think about the multitude for a minute. It was people like you and I. There were those curious. There were those who had heard of miracles happening, healings, the blind being able to see, the lame to walk, the deaf to hear. There were so many, the word going out about Jesus so much, the multitude just started thronging to Him. And I think about Jesus and His love for each and every one of us. The best thing is we look at this message tonight in this scripture. How many of you like history? I personally do. I don't know about y'all. A lot of memory work. I'm not real big on the dates, but I love what happened. And it's an account of what really transpired. And the Word of God is an account of what really transpired. This multitude that Jesus was speaking to and to His disciples is no different today than it was then. This is the same truth that He presented then that we can still use today to edify and to follow the Lord. When He spoke to the multitude, He looked out, and as I said, you talked about the different type of people. There were those with a need. There were those curiosity. There were those that were against Jesus. There were those naysayers, wanted Him to fall on His own words. And they wanted to persecute Him any way they could, not because His word wasn't true, but because they didn't like Him stepping in and getting glory that they wanted themselves. Thank you, brother. But there are those that wanted to persecute Him and come against Him. But there's also those that were in the multitude that really sought God and wanted to know more about Him. They believed in God, but to learn about Jesus Christ. And I think that we study this, and you can read the whole, the Beatitudes and all the different things that we were doing, but then you read this whole, the message that was given forth by Jesus. And I want you to take a thought as I go into this. If it was you, and Jesus came into town, you know what situation you're in right now. You know your thoughts about it. And I've said this many, many times. If, you know, people say, if I could just hear the Lord. But as we listen for Him and we look at His Word, it is real. It's a history book. It's not a story. Just like that precious blood that He shed. It's not something that got washed away. That blood was shed for you and I. It's still as strong today as it was then. It's still healing power still here today. There are those that mourn. He is there to take care of us. And as we look at this beatitude, I just want you to think of something. And if y'all can see the title, and this is for me, okay? And I'm just glad that y'all were able to join me in this. But I really thought about this, and I was looking for comfort. I was looking for being able to help a situation that's going on in our life. And as I was reading this, this just came to my heart, and it just says, I'm in that crowd. I'm in the multitude. Put yourself there. Is it yourself that needs healing? Your loved one, maybe a child or a spouse? Maybe a situation that we're seeking God for or we're mourning, but I want to look at each and every one, but I want you to really think about this. When Jesus looked, and this is what got me, and it's right here in the beginning. As Jesus saw this, He turned around and said, and seeing the multitudes, He went up to the mountain, and when He sat, His disciples came unto Him, and He opened His mouth and taught them, saying, we're seeking the Lord in so many different things, our salvation, our walk. There are those of our loved ones that we want saved. There are those of our loved ones that we want healed. There are those that are suffering right now, so many things. But if you're in the multitude with Jesus, what are you going to do? You're going to, first of all, can you imagine hearing directly from His mouth, hearing the Word? Well, we got it right here. The Holy Spirit gives us that as we seek Him. And I was thinking about this, and the one that caught me was 4, but we're not going to go there first, but we're going to go, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Poor in spirit. God's kingdom. It's a promise to us. And it's a promise so strong that it's through the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ that it's offered to us. And then in 4, and this is the area I was in, and I was looking at Scripture, and it says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. The Comforter, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, comforts us in time of need. There are situations that we all face. And it may not be death. It may not be a situation, but there are things that come at us that we mourn, and we're in a situation where we don't even have an answer. But we know that if we seek God and allow Him, He will give us that peace and that comfort. I was looking at it so many times, and it, you know, we just talked about those that are poor in spirit, but it talks about repentance. And you can, as you look at a study Bible, it breaks down different scenarios of each word. But as I look at mourning, I looked up comfort. And it is a powerful, powerful word. In John 1:14, it says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. I can't tell you any more for comfort than repeating the Scripture. I know those in here that can really throw out verses, and they know what's needed. I have to look them up if I'm helping or I'm looking for Scripture for myself or for someone else that I'm sharing the Lord's Word. But I thank God for this. And this message was to all of us. And okay, there was a person mourning in the crowd. There were those that were poor in spirit in the crowd. And then in 5 it says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Their spiritual desire, their thirst quenched. The meek that's seeking God in their... they're quietly going through the motions, and they're following the Lord, and they hear Jesus, and they go to Him for answers. And He's going to strengthen their spirit as we just place everything that we have in Him. We're not high and mighty or toddy-toddy. You know, we're meekly coming to Jesus and know that we need Him, and through His Word we'll be strengthened. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst, and I love this one, after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Spiritual fullness. When we're saved, we're seeking God. First of all, we got to humble ourselves down, and we got to receive Him as our Savior. We got to receive His blood that was shed that would pay the sin debt for each and every one of us. And as we seek Him and come after Him, that He will fill our spirit through His Spirit, and He'll fill us as we seek Him and just go in the direction. It's more, it takes more than just being a pew sitter, just being the one that's there on Sunday morning, maybe Sunday night, maybe Wednesday night. But as we seek God and His righteousness, and we let Him come into our life and change us and give us what we need, it's not to look down on others, it's to pray for others, but also seek Him for ourselves. And we'll have this. But that spiritual fullness, I think about that, and that thirst satisfied. We're seeking the Lord because we're lost. How do we know where to turn without the Word of God? How do we know where to go without the men of God that God's given us to bring forth the Word and give us that as we seek it out? Blessed are they, are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Can you imagine that? As we forgive others, as He forgives us, we seek God in each and every situation. Oh, that's them. But as we pray with them and we seek that mercy that we've received, and we ask God to touch them too, as we pray for those at the altar that are crying out for help or those situations, most time we may not even know what they need. But God gives us that desire to pray for others, to reach out to others, to lift them up, to help them. It may be monetary, it may be food, it may be praying for them at the altar or remembering them in their prayers. When God placed somebody on our heart, whether it be in the middle of the night or at night, you know, we just pray for them, our mercy. We don't say, why am I waking up? Say, no, I need to pray for them. And not that I'm perfect, not that these things, this is ministering to me also, that we need to be seeking God. But we're in that multitude that Jesus is talking to. I'm looking at y'all right now, which is nothing in comparison. But I think about myself in that multitude, and Jesus saw me. And His Word was for me. His love was for me. His ministry was for me. His death paid a price that I could not pay. His precious blood. But as we seek Him and we go after Him, and you read this Beatitudes, it's not just a tablet on the wall or a pretty frame. This is the Word of God. It's in red. It's the Word of Jesus. And then it says, and if I go back and double up on one, y'all just put up with me. And as we said, blessed are the merciful, so they shall receive. But blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That spiritual vision, seeking God. For us to be in that situation, we have to allow the Lord into our life. And we got to let Him, accept Him as our Lord and Savior, and ask Him to guide us, direct us. Lord, help me through these things that as I go through. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. I'm going to tell you an evangelist type story. I mean, I'm definitely not in my heart. But there are things that I need to tell us. If we are the peacemakers and we can bring into a situation in our life, maybe a person's being thrown under the bus and we hear that chatter going on, or maybe those are, I'm going to use the words backstabbing, or maybe there are those that say, well, that person's no good, or this person will never amount to anything. Who are we to judge? How do we know? Only God knows. The thief on the cross, did he fit into the category? Both, there were two of them. They were thieves. They were being punished. Man's law. But one of them at that last moment turned around to Jesus and he said, this man's not guilty. I deserve it. But he said, Lord, remember me. And what did Jesus say? That he will see him in paradise this day, right? That's the mercy of Jesus. We are to listen to these situations. Remember, you're in this crowd. You're in this multitude. And blessed are the peacemakers, as I said, for they shall be called children of God. And then in 10, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Let me read it right. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Being persecuted, we hear about it more and more today. Nothing like they were. Nothing like other countries or third world countries. But it's happening here today. You know, it started with the Ten Commandments. We took it out of the schools. We took it. They wanted to take it off courthouses and all this type of stuff. Maybe the Christians, we became quiet. Well, I'm a peaceful person. I'll pray for him and all. But as we go through this and we think about this and we know that the persecution that's coming is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. I read somewhere just recently that there were those that were really pitching a fit because they saw a group praying in a restaurant before a meal. They were actually complaining about it. Persecution's real. But where we need to stand strong is we need to carry the banner high and say we're a child of God. And we're going to be strengthened. And if we are persecuted for God's sake, for Jesus, well, then what do we have to fear? You know, whether they take our life, we're not. It could come to a day where the Word of God has been taken away. I haven't heard that preached as much nowadays as I used to. But we need to have God's love in our heart and His Word in our heart. We already know what's right and wrong. We already know what we should be doing. But blessed are they. The missionaries, you hear the stories of them going out in the field. We need to have that situation. And then blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. And I got a little ahead on the story, but that's exactly right. We stand for Jesus, right? This church is not about us. We always say that. It's all about Him. We're just a vessel He can use. We're just a vessel that we can stand up for God and let the world know the situation that's going on. We're going to honor Lord in everything, every situation we can. We're going to stand up strongly. We're going to read His Word. We're going to speak it to our children, our grandchildren, our neighbors. Everywhere that we are, we're a testimony for the Lord. We don't want to be, you know, and how many times have you heard that? It's not always the preaching of the Word that turns people off. A lot of times it's us in our actions, in our tone, in our situation. We need to let the Holy Ghost guide us in each and everything that we do. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which before you. Rejoicing. I want to take a minute as I read the scripture and we're going back over it. I guess the biggest point I would like to say, and it's my heart, and the way the message came to me and the Word came to me, was the thought of being in the multitude, being right there. Jesus looked out as He was speaking, blessed are. And I was right there in the crowd. I still am. This Word's coming forth to us tonight. The Bible, ever since it's been there, as we read this Word and read, we know it's the words of Jesus Christ. We know it's alive today because He's alive today. As I said earlier, at the right hand of the throne of Christ, of God, ready to intercede for you and me. Don't feel like you're the Lone Ranger. You may be the only one in your family. I don't know about y'all, but there are situations that we get into that I think Brother Eddie said it well when he was preaching one day. He said that his friends, when they're out there playing, and he got called in for church, and he made the statement that you always have to go to that old rock mark and call him in. We get ready. People say, well, you know, I'll be honest with you. Tonight is a football game that got scheduled for tonight for the spring game, my grandson. And I asked the coach, do you realize it's a Wednesday? That it's a church night? He did apologize. He said, you know, understandable, but he said that's the only way they could work it out. But I said, it's Wednesday. It's a church night. And not that Elaine and I are anything special because we're here, but we just love the Lord. And that's where we got to stand firm. We talk about all the scheduling seems so easy to have people in other places. But as you read this, and then he talks to the disciples, and he talked with the influence of the salt, and that what it does to meat and what salt does, but once it goes bad and it's thrown in the ground. And there's so many other things I want to read, but I could read the Beatitudes over and over and over. And I want to read four, because most of y'all know our situation, and as our brother said earlier Sunday about life is so precious. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And if there's anything else I can say, only God can comfort us. Only God can give us peace. Our flesh is going to be torn apart, but our spirit should be singing hallelujah. How great God is. We had a discussion today about that great reunion and how it's going to be. As Jesus looked out in that multitude, and there were so many there, but His word went forth not for just those who were in need, but for those naysayers, for those that hated Him, for those who wanted to see Him stumble, for those that wanted to come against Him in any way that they could. But He still spoke the word. And that's for each and every one of us. I just say this so many times. I said, seeing the multitude. And I wrote this down 4 times, I think. It just says, Jesus knew that I was in the crowd. And it's just like the message says, I'm in the crowd. I'm one of them. But you know, what's our reward? As we hear the word of God and we ask for comfort and we ask for Him to continue to take care of each and every situation, for those that are meek, for those that are peacekeepers, for those that want to keep things, you know, just on a level keel, our answer and our reward is Jesus and His Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost will comfort us. We think of the Comforter. We call the Holy. What did Jesus say as He was preparing to depart? He said, I have to leave. He said, I will return, but so I can send the Comforter back. And that's exactly what it has. By us being filled with the Spirit and seeking the Holy Ghost and going after being closer to God, and people used to use righteousness in all the different situations. But I understand the power of God and the Holy Spirit. I understand. I believe in healings. I believe in miracles. I believe in situations to where we cannot find an answer. But I know if we turn it all over to God, He'll take care of it. And I know it's a Wednesday night service, but I guess as I was reading this afternoon, and there's another thing that I wrote down in that congregation or that multitude. I keep saying congregation, but it was really. But I wrote this down. And in my thoughts and in my process and in my prayers, the question came up, who am I? Where are you tonight? Are you burdened and heavy laden? See, Christ will give you rest. He'll be with us in every situation. Are we worried about our family or praying for our family? We're praying for our loved ones or ourselves. Have we stumbled? And we want to say, who am I? Jesus surely wasn't talking to me. I am a failure. I've stumbled. I make mistakes, or I've asked God to forgive me, and then I turn around and do it again. I ask God to forgive me, and I turn around and do it again, and I'm stumbling. Maybe I could go a little longer. I love the little boy that says, do you think I can be good for 15 minutes or for a day? And you know how it shortens down. And they said, no, I don't think so. And if anybody talks to Miss Elaine right now that she's unemployed, we're spending a lot more time together. And I did ask her the other day, I said, do you think I can be quiet for a little while? And she said, uh-uh. And I said, what about just this 30 minutes while you're reading your book? And she'll go, uh-uh. You're gonna say something. And finally I asked her, just like that story, I said, can I be quiet for a minute? She said, you probably can, but you're going to need a bunch of minutes. And that's what God is for me. Lord, I need you. This is hard sometimes. God's stronger than anything that comes against us. But our flesh wants to pull us one way. Our Spirit of God wants to take us back to where we need to be. I don't like to use the scenario of the little thing in cartoons. Y'all are too young to see these, but it used to be a cartoon where you saw a devil on one shoulder and an angel on the other, whispering in the ears. Which one do you follow? Well, I guess I'm learning something as I get a little more mature. When I grow up, I'm going to know a lot more. But, you know, I love and I use scenarios. Y'all know I'm a visual person. I love songs. I love visuals. When I came back to the Lord, we were at Easter Drama at this huge church that put on a presentation you wouldn't believe. It's better than what you could have at the theater. And it was about Jesus. It was an Easter presentation. But I realized that, and it fits everything that I've been told, what you put in Scripture, what it says, what you put in is what comes out. You'll spew it out. So Jesus talked to this multitude and preached to them and brought the message, and I can understand. What if you're one of them? Blessed are the lonely at heart. And that hits you. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those that are persecuted. That's me. Maybe we need comfort. But see, it's what we put in. It's the Word of God. It's what we allow, Lord, fill us with. Fill me with your Spirit. God, I need you now. There's situations where families are falling apart. And as we try to hold them together, we need to realize that all we can do is let the Lord and guide us and do everything we can to be that vessel that God can use. Maybe it is a peacekeeper. Maybe those are poor in spirit and are seeking God in the kingdom of heaven. And we go through repentance and we ask God to forgive us. We ask us, Lord, I keep stumbling and he keeps picking us back up and I stumble again. Maybe it's another direction. We're running around. Jesus never gives up on us. We're in that same multitude that he's bringing forth his word. And then blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And in 6, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. See, the Lord, we stumble and we fall and we go through these situations and he sees us and he brings forth the word. We hear the word come forth in church. We need to seek him. We need to guide him. And every time we seek him and his righteousness and the walk that we feel that we should do, a lot of times we're more critical on ourselves. We just fill it up. Let the Lord come in and guide me. Pick me up. Knock that stuff off. And we actually let God do it. Let him dust it off. Let him guide us and protect us. But as you go forth tonight, and I'm not going to keep this long, and I truthfully, I'm so blessed that I get to stand up here tonight, but I need to be honest with you. I need the Word of God. I need His Scripture. And it's not, like I told you, I love history. History. This really happened and it's still good today. His living word is not just something that was for that multitude. It's for this multitude right here. Turn your life over to the Lord. And I know it's a Wednesday night crowd, but I think every once in a while we all need to wake up. We need a little kick in the fanny and say, let's get it in gear. Let's seek God. Let him fill us as we go forth and we go through these situations with our life, our families, our jobs, our careers, our finances. You know, sometimes we got to turn off the junk and turn on Jesus. Let his word, pick up the Bible, pick up those things that will fill you with his Spirit, more so that we're just filling it up, filling it up. We're going to continue to seek God, and we're going to continue because, as we all know, and the Scripture is very strong, it says, I am nothing but filthy rags, but I seek the Lord that is my Savior. That debt that's been paid is paid for you and I. All we got to do is claim it. If you go, and just be honest, we all talk about, and we've had dramas here where we used, I think it was the teens they were using, they'd stand on a scale. They were being judged. Stood on a scale, and then all this stuff comes up against them. They see the weight of all the sin and all the tragedies. And when everything's done and it's all said, and the punishment's fixed to be laid down, Jesus steps in. And that's just the way of putting it in order. Jesus is already there. But he's paid that price for you. I love y'all. I thank you for your time. I thank the Lord. I want Brother Eddie to get well as fast as he can, Lord, to continue to touch those that have lost loved ones, those that are going through this situation and those children that are sick. But God's got it. But we need to give it to him and we need to glorify him. Not that we just lay it there and say, you know, I know we can lay situations down at the cross and say, Jesus, you got this. But we got to do our fault, our ways. We need to do our part, and that's completely surrender to the Lord. Let him guide and seek us. Let his discernment that comes on us, let him, when he says, no, don't go there, or you don't need to say that, be in tune with the Lord and just listen to him. I love y'all. We're going to pray. Y'all would stand with me. We had so many that needed prayer this evening, and I just want to be honest with you. I know God hears our prayers. But as we get ready to dismiss, if there's anyone that needs prayer tonight, this altar is always open. Oh God, just to guide us and take care of each and every one of you. But he saw these hands that were raised. He knows our prayer requests, but think about yourself in that multitude that Jesus was preaching to. You may not say, well, I don't really fit into those particular categories. Seeking his righteousness, seeking him, is what we need to be doing. If anyone needs prayer, just this altar is open. If not, I'm going to ask you to bow your head, please, and close your eyes. As I said earlier, I know it's a Wednesday night crowd. And I love y'all and I thank you for your attendance. But I want us all, as we get ready to dismiss with this prayer, If you have a prayer need for any reason that you want to lift up extra, just lift your hand up to the Lord. God knows. We see each and every one. Lord God, we just love you and we praise your name. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for this time we have to gather together in your mighty, in your house and in your mighty name. Lord, we love and praise you. But, Lord, we know your message has come forth through us, Lord. We know that we're in that multitude. We're in that gathering. Lord, may we be the ones that are seeking you and the answers that only you can give us, Lord. Seeking that salvation through you and that precious blood that you shed for us. Seeking a life that you would be proud of, Lord. Seeking a life that we give everything to you, dear Lord, and let you guide us through this journey of life. Lord, we love and we praise you. Lord, you've seen those hands that were raised. You know those special prayer requests that's gone forth. Lord, I pray for those. I pray for all of us, dear Lord, and I pray for those special needs. Lord, strengthen us as we seek you. Guide us as we go forward, dear Lord, and I ask you to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time, dear Lord. I ask you to bless each and every household that's represented here. Bless those on the live feed, those that come in at a later date. Lord, may your word go forth, dear Lord. May you strengthen each and every one of us, dear Lord. And we just give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says,
amen. Amen. Have a wonderful evening.